Breakfast with Matty, Molly, Polly, and Dan.
Five Breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays.
5 FM.
Anyway, it's time for Secret Service.
Someone's secret. Let me in on all your secrets. The nation's advice. Secret Service on 5 Breakfast.
Okay. This is going to be a big one, guys. Some would say a doozy. I don't know what a doozy is, but I've heard a lot of people say it when they mean that it's about to be a big thing. So, Matty, I need a woman's name, please, because we need to make it anonymous.
Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
I like Kate. That's good. Miley, I need a woman's name, please.
Linda.
Linda. Also a good name, strong name. Linda in Cape Town, SABC, one of my favorite people. If you're listening right now, I did not take the phone charger. I'm still sorry about that it's gone. Linda's the head of RBR in Cape Town, Radio Broadcast Resources, and there was a scandal with a phone charger. Anyway, it's fine.
Now we want more information, but we still want Secret Service.
Secret Service. Polly, I need a boy's name, please.
Alpha.
Alpha?
Alpha?
Not even Alf.
Alpha.
Okay. Alpha. What is Romeo also joining us later? At least Romeo's a name. Okay. Alpha. How do you spell that? Is it PH or F?
I think it's PH.
Okay, it's PH. Unbelievable. Maybe that's PH Fat's real name. Okay, so we have Kate. We have Linda. Didn't take the phone charger, Linda. I'm sorry. And we have Alpha. Okay, this is the situation. We've made this very anonymous because this is a very specific scenario. So if Linda in particular or Alpha is listening, tricky. But I've been assured by Kate that they don't listen to Five for their sins. And they are very sinful people, as I'm about to explain. So Kate sent us a message. She works with Linda, right? And Linda takes a lot of leave. Not because she gets sick, but because her partner, who had a baby by another person before they got together, Alpha, has got a very sickly child. And so Linda is now with Alpha and is meaningfully functionally this kid. We should give the kid a name, but okay, Romeo. Romeo's the kid's name. So Romeo gets sick a lot. Alpha's the dad. And Linda and Alpha are co-parenting now. Linda stepped into the parental role.
Okay.
And then Kate noticed that Linda, I keep having to check now because it's Alpha Romeo. Linda has to keep taking leave to look after Romeo, who keeps ending up in hospital because Alpha also has to work. And then the one day, Linda met Alpha. Sorry, no, Kate met Alpha without Linda around and said, "How's your son?" And Alpha said, "Completely fine." And then Kate said, "Wasn't there some drama?" And Alpha said, "No." And it turns out that the kid never gets sick. So this kid has not been in hospital. Linda's just been saying the kid is sickly because your work is never going to call your partner to find out if you're lying about the partner's kid being ill. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it's the perfect crime to take leave and to never go to work if you don't feel like it. And Kate says sometimes 3 to 5 days off at a time.
What?
Because when a kid's very sickly, you got to care for them. And Alpha goes on work trips. So, from one perspective, Kate's got nothing to do with this. She's not Linda's manager. She doesn't make decisions. She's not responsible for like Linda's output in the company. But on another hand, like on another like moral standpoint, this is very hectic. Because Romeo never gets sick, and Alpha never asks Linda to go and look after him while he's in hospital or he's home and bedridden. So the Secret Service today is, should Kate do anything? And if you think she should do something, then what? 082-550-5151. Holly, I imagine with your business manager hat on, you'd be like, snitch, absolutely. But from a coworker, like imagine I had a kid called, like, no, a partner with a kid, and I have to keep taking leave. And the one day you found out, and we worked together, you found out that I was lying, that my partner's child, Romeo, is constantly sick. It's not true. What would you do with that, if anything?
Sure. I mean, also, you know, from like a cultural point of view and a traditional kind of perspective, you shouldn't speak such things onto people, you know, because exactly. And this is a young child, you know, if Romeo were were to now get sick,
wow,
it's unheard of. I know even in our family it would be such a huge taboo. But I think Kate has to really out this person. You know, you're taking so much time off from work when people are looking for jobs, you know, when they would be there all the time. If you want to sit at home and lie and do whatever, then don't work. It's simple.
Do you think that Alpha knows what Linda is doing? Do you think Alpha knows that Linda is lying? Do you think Alpha's doing it too at his place? This is the question.
I don't. For me, it's just like, even if it's a coworker you get along with, it's like it's affecting you, and they're lying to everyone. I don't like that they're lying. And also, it does affect Kate, because maybe now every time, I can't remember.
Linda.
Every time Linda takes off, that means someone else has to cover for her, has to do her work. That means when you want to take leave, they're saying, oh no, but you can't take leave because Linda's already taking leave, and you just want to go on holiday, but Linda is looking after a sick child. So Linda, voor en achter, just Linda, and the rest of us need to now... Yeah, cover for you. So no, I would go snitch. I wouldn't even feel bad.
This is hilarious timing, considering we're all applying for leave. I need to clarify.
But no one is lying about their leave.
Is Linda and Kate?
They're not
Alpha
fired.
Married. Are they married?
No, they're just partners. Just partners.
So how does she prove it at work that it's family responsibility? Because then you can't access certain leave.
Oh, that's true.
You can't be granted certain leave. And by the way, most companies normally, need some sort of hospitalization proof or doctor's notes to say that your child has been diagnosed with a certain illness. Then now you know. And most organizations use these systems online where you just load the doctor's notes and HR would have to check. But then, like, what sort of leave does she qualify for if they're not married with Alpha?
Maybe it's a small company, so there isn't all those processes, which makes it even worse, because you then have this boss that clearly believes you, and shame. Just
working on trust.
You're trusting you, and you are abusing that trust.
Alpha has to know, because Alpha would have had to support Linda's leave application. It's his child. We're dealing with a couple.
Sure.
This is crazy. Okay. Does anybody think that Kate should do nothing? 0825505151. Let us know. I might think that. I need to think about it though.
What's happening, 5FM gang?
Hello.
So, on today's topic about Linda, Kate, and Alpha, and Romeo, and Lamborghini, and, the whole family that apparently... named after cars. I don't think I should do anything. I mean, it's not my place, but now that I am the holder of this information, best believe, I'm not sure if it's Linda or Kate doing this, but either way, the one that's doing it, I think it's Linda. Best believe Linda and I are gonna come to an agreement. I'm gonna just let her know on the down low
that you know. For benefits. Love it.
No, I believe Kate should snitch. Kate must snitch.
No, man. Kate doesn't have to do anything. It will catch up to her eventually.
It should catch up to Linda, though. That's what we need.
Morning, guys. So for the very first time in a very, very long time, I'm going to actually agree with, some of the statement that colleagues on the uses, like, don't you ever try to get into the issues that you know nothing about.
Using your words against you. For 8 months, you've been saying people's business are not your business. And now today you're like, no, you must snitch. And the people remember.
Just leave it alone. You know, the universe will do its thing, and they'll actually or eventually get caught.
Guys, we live in South Africa. The universe does not eventually do its thing. That is just not... Nobody thinks... Where are the Guptas? Nobody thinks that is true, heart to heart. We need to take this into our own hands. Five Breakfast with Matty, Marley, Tony and Dan. Five Breakfast, 6 to 9 a.m. weekdays. 5 FM.